a little bit. A yoke laborer is one who is going to do the right thing. A yoke laborer is one, praise God, who is going to make sure that everything is pulling together, and I'm talking about the church, to please God. Yes. Praise God. I did a little bit of research to see what those two women, y'all be surprised what their names mean. Eudaya's name means pleasant fragrance. Pleasant fragrance. Sentice names mean pleasant acquaintance. So you tell me why two people who are pleasant, praise God, can't work together. You know what that tells me? That tells me that regardless of who we are, praise God, if we allow the devil to get in, he can disrupt anything that we're trying to do. And for 2024, we said that we want to go to what? Higher heights and deeper depths into him. So praise God, he identifies that first, praise God, that first thing that robs us of our joy. And that is this thing called sad agreements. Praise God, where we cannot come together as one. Amen. And in God's church, let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, we need to learn to pull together. Amen. The Bible tells us.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome ruler. Until redeeming. God with the CA.
You're tuned into the spiritual heart of
the friend. But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you. Gina, Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
as evangelist
Ron
Bell takes you further
you were born
into the word
in a
of God.
Manger boy, but on a tree.
The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. In whom shall I be afraid? When we look around and we see the things that are now happening in this world, it's good to know that God will shine the light in our situation, in our circumstances, so that we can know which way to turn, which way to go. When we follow Jesus, we will never, never walk in darkness. Or, in other words, we won't be ignorant. In John 8 and 12, it says, then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Saints of God, whatever I tell you today through these lessons, it's backed up by scriptures. We will never walk in darkness when we walk with the Lord. He said, we shall have the light of life when we walk with the Lord. You know, if we stay in the Word, it will give us strength, and we won't be afraid no matter what comes upon us. We won't be afraid. We're living in a time now where we're at a crossroads, where we need to make a decision. We need to know which way to go. The word will tell us the way we need to go. We know that the world and the church has an opportunity right now to change directions and to get back to God. This is what's needed, and this is what we have to do right now. We need to get back to God. You know, this catastrophe, this world spread disaster that was brought on by Satan, it's not bigger than God. There's only one way. There's only one way out, and that's to return to God. We have to return to God. We need directions from the Lord. The Lord is our light, and he's our shield, and he's our buckler. And we need to return to God. His word is filled with ways that we can overcome the enemy, but we need strength to fight. The word is filled, saints of God, with ways that we fight the enemy. In James 4:7, it tells us to submit ourselves. Here's one of those ways. He says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. This is what he say, and he will flee. Saints of God, that's one way that we can fight. We have to submit to God and resist the devil, and he's going to flee from us. We first must submit to God. We are to give over or yield to the power and authority of God. That's what it means to submit. We need to give over everything, our thoughts, our thinking, our ways of doing things. Give that over. And we need to yield to the power and authority of God. And I just said what that means is we can't fight the devil in our own strength. We must engage in spiritual warfare where we take the shield of faith, which is able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. In the Old Testament times, we know that the tools that we work with, that they use was javelins, they use spears, they use arrows, and they use darts. And with the blazing fire on the tips of them, that's how they fought in those olden days. They fought a real battle with real people, with real tools. You know, many times the entire cities was burned and every citizen was killed and all the animals was killed also. We know that the story of the three Hebrew boys, they would not bow, they wouldn't bow down, nor would they serve Nebuchadnezzar's God, nor worship the golden images that he had set up. They didn't do that. Why? Because they had their own God. They had God, the living God. And because of this, they were thrown into the fiery furnace. They were thrown in this fiery furnace. It was blazing. It was burning, this furnace. It was 7 times hotter than the natural fire. You know, their hands was bound together. They had on their hats, their coats, their clothes, and they were thrown in this fire. And we know that when the men that escorted them to the fire and threw them in there, they burned. They burned like wax. The fire was so hot. And the next morning, we see that the king was astonished when he saw that the three Hebrew men, you know, that they were still alive. And he saw a fourth man. They were loosed, and they was walking in the fire. Praise God. They was walking in the fire. Their hands were no longer bound with chains. They weren't hurt. They were not hurt at all. And Nebuchadnezzar, he said, the fourth man, he looked like the Son of God. See, the king was not dumb. He knew about God. He said that fourth man that's walking in the fire with those three Hebrew boys, he looks like the Son of God. We have not known such trying of our faith in this nation and in this world and in the natural today. The trying of our faith is in a spirit, in a spiritual atmosphere. It's in the spirit. This is why we must learn how to fight in the spirit. Ephesians 6, and I think it's the 12th verse, it says, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We know that the Bible tells us that Satan is the prince and the power of the air. This is what the Bible tells us. Satan is the prince and the power of this air. And his kingdom is high above the earth. It's high above the earth realm. You know, he rules over one-third of the fallen angels. Not all the angels, but the one-third that fell when they decided that they was going to go with Satan. And he have hordes of demons and devils and evil spirits. They rule over and they occupy lands and cities and states and territories in the earth. They bring death and destruction in the world. Their job is to destroy mankind, to hold them in captivity so that God's people can flourish and prosper in the things that God has set up, the works that God has set up for his kingdom. He don't want us to prosper. Satan don't want us to prosper. But how many know the devil is a lie? We have to wake up, saints. These scriptures are true, and it's time that we take them serious. You know, God breathed on these words. The whole Bible, God breathed on it. So you can trust that it's real, it's true. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a fable. It's the truth. Just for reference, we know Daniel prayed to God, and his prayer was held up for 21 days. And the prince of Persia, he was not a natural man. He was a territorial spirit, or he was a fallen angel. He was sent by Satan, and he was a fallen angel. This is what we can get from this scripture. He was a fallen angel, or he was a demon spirit that was sent by Satan. You know, that presided over this kingdom of Persia. And he kept Daniel's prayer and the answer to his prayer from getting through. But we know that in the end, the Lord came down and he delivered his answer in person and he strengthened Daniel. This is why I'm talking to you about strength, because the scriptures to back this up. When you read the book of Daniel, you will see that he came down and he delivered that prayer. He told him, I gave it to you the first day. And then Daniel said he was weak and God strengthened him. He strengthened Daniel. God can and he will do the same thing for us when we humble ourselves and pray. This is what Daniel did. He humbled himself and he prayed to God. There was a lot of sin going on and Daniel prayed to God for the people. God has no respect of person. You know, we must do our part. Our part is to pray, to humble ourselves, and do the things that God tells us to do according to Scripture. God requires us to give him all of us, not just part of us, and hold back some. We want to be sincere. He wants us to be sincere, and he wants us to be honest toward him. You know, if we want God to answer our prayers and heal our land, we will have to humble ourselves to him, to pray, to seek his face, and to stop sinning. Whatever we may be doing, no matter how small or how great it may be, I'm talking about sins now. We must stop whatever we're doing that's wrong and against God. We must stop and ask God for forgiveness, and he will abundantly pardon us. That's what the words say. We need to come back to ourselves. We need to come back to ourselves because we're out of place now. This ain't